What does motion sound like? With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
Hello, Cleveland. This is Alex Hoffman from Too Much Effing Perspective. Welcome to Quick Taps, short episodes with short stories for short attention spans. Today, we have three Spinal Tap moments for you from three different performers, all under the theme, gigs without giggles. Those times when our guests realized performing is really a job. Our first story comes from Paul Gilmartin, current host of the Mental Health Happy Hour podcast and former host for 16 years of the perennially popular TBS show Dinner and a Movie. Paul recounts the time his network, in order to attract more men to his quasi-cooking show, decided to make mincemeat out of Paul.
So when I was doing Dinner and a Movie, wrestling was also on TBS, the channel, and we'd had the Macho Man, Randy Savage, on, and those guys are improvisers at heart, so it went great, and we had a lot of fun. And so TBS, because our show skewed female, they thought, let's get some more male viewers. Let's have Paul go to a wrestling event with Claude, the chef, and see what we can do. And we get to the event. It's in Nashville. It's a 4,000-person arena. And the head of the WCW is a guy named Eric Bischoff. And it's just a real humorless, intense guy. And we're waiting backstage. And apparently, it's the first that he's heard of me wanting to do comedy. And he says, there's no comedy in what we do. And I'm like, I just flew 2,000 miles to come do this. And Randy Savage is backstage with us. And it's about, I don't know, an hour before showtime. And Randy Savage says, you can do the diamond cutter. And I was like, what's a diamond cutter? He goes, oh, brother, your phone's going to be ringing off the hook. And apparently there was a wrestler named Diamond Dallas Page, and he had a patented move where he would put this thing called the diamond cutter on people, which is a brutal move where he puts him in a headlock and falls with his full weight onto the ground with them in a headlock. And you can't see, but he protects their face from smashing by his arm being just barely between their face and the floor. I'm like, okay, let's give it a shot. So we go and we try it, and it hurts every single time. My face isn't getting crushed, but it's painful. And we're trying it out in the ring, and we're going to be doing it on a makeshift kitchen setup where there's no give in the plywood. So I'm like, oh my God, I hope everything goes okay. And minute before I go on, somebody says to me, oh, I forgot to tell you, when the crowd gets riled up, they like to throw coins and batteries. I'm like, oh my God. So they announce us from Dinner and a Movie, you know, please welcome Paul Gilmartin and Claude Matt. And as my toe comes out the curtain, I hear some guy in a southern voice go, you're dead, cooking boy. I'm like, oh my God, what have I done? So we go through the thing, and the whole reveal of it is that Claude and I rip our chef's jackets off and reveal that we are some splinter group of the WCW that really divides the crowd. There's a YouTube video of it. You can see, if you look closely, shit getting thrown at us. And we go through the thing. He puts the diamond cutter on me.
Season of Dinner and a Movie like
my
that.
Glasses break, my arm's bleeding, they take me off on a stretcher, and I'm feeling like, okay, man, this thing was a success. We're going to get more male viewers. And I get home, I open my email, and the first email says, dude, I saw you take the diamond cutter. You are a f-.
Let's just say the words we bleeped out weren't tough guy. Our next Spinal Tap moment comes from keyboard player Paul Trudeau, who plays with Billy Idol, but also occasionally sits in with Dave Navarro's LA supergroup, Royal Machines. At one gig, Paul realized how much blood, sweat, and tears goes into a Royal Machines show. Actually, it's mostly blood.
Well, this Royal Machines show is one of my first ones, and we knew this was going to happen. It's called suspending, something like that, but there's piercings. Hooks go in and you're suspended by your skin. I think it's like a pain thing, but I just remember the finale this happened, you know, and Navarro did it too. So they're like swinging and I'm playing and there's blood drops dropping on my keyboard. I look up and there are these pretty much naked girls floating around with the hooks. And I was like, all right, this is interesting.
And our final guest is stand-up comedian Billy Wayne Davis, whose comedy special Testify is out now. You can watch it on Amazon Prime Video, Google Play, YouTube, and elsewhere. Once, while touring Florida as the opener for the late comic Ralphie May, Billy realized that sometimes the audience is more interesting than the performers themselves.
I hear some commotion after my set, and I go outside of the green room, and the staff's there, and they're like, there are people having sex at their table. And I was like, what? She's on top of him. They are having sex. I was like, shut the fuck up. And Ralphie's just on stage doing his set, but you can see the crowd is starting to notice. You can feel it, too. But, you know, I'm back to the house with all the staff and stuff, and I was like, what are y'all going to do? And the manager's like, we're going to have to kick them out. I was like, yeah, you can't fuck during the show. It's like, I'm not like a prude or anything, but come on. And then somebody's like, you got to let him finish, though. And I was like, man, that's so funny. They got two of the bouncers. And then they, like, left. So then one of the servers comes back. He's like, here's one of their cell phones. That night should have ended right there. We're like, that is crazy. So the phone is ringing, and the manager picks it up. He's like, hey, this is the improv. I guess you left your cell phone when you got kicked out of the improv tonight. And the guy on the other end of the line said, my wife was at the improv tonight.
And they lived happily ever after. Maybe not. No, definitely not. Thanks for joining me today. If you like our Quick Taps, please follow us on Instagram, Facebook, or Twitter, or all three, at TMEP Show. Tune in next week when my co-host Alan Keller and I bring you a rock and roll recreation. We'll revisit a favorite episode from the vault of Too Much Effing Perspective.
Although it would be as great as having armadillos in our trousers, this podcast is not affiliated with This Is Spinal Tap, and no person or entity connected with the film has sponsored or endorsed its content. This podcast is not affiliated, sponsored, or licensed by Authorized Spinal Tap LLC or Century of Progress Productions.
Too Much Effing Perspective is a Milwaukee Talkies original.
Hey everyone, this is Tuck from Fit for a King, an off-road minivan. Every week I bring you fun interviews alongside your favorite metalcore entertainers with my new podcast, Get Tucked. Join me every Monday with bands like Counterparts, Crystal Lake, like Moths to Flames, and many more. We play unsigned and undiscovered bands, deep dive into each artist's history, and of course provide the greatest breakdowns in current metalcore. Tune in to Get Tucked every Monday, out now through Sound Talent Media.
Evergreen Podcast Network.